Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, ready for my workout.
I am perplexed by this particular sort of genre. Could we call it a genre or a ring around these tracks that we're going to be talking about this morning?
What? Yeah, I guess a function, a usage. So we're doing we're doing beast mode.
Beast mode. Okay.
Yes. Now, I was intrigued when I saw the category, and I've got to be honest, this is very alien to me. I do not do a lot of gym exercise.
Okay. So is this the kind of the songs that are supposed to make you run a bit faster on the treadmill?
Or I guess so. So
push a bit harder in your reps.
I'm going to be just anthropological outsider here. I do not do this. I do not use them. I do not go to gym. So, another definition is epic badass workout music. And, people do spend a lot of time. It's an important part of a lot of people's life daily, you know, whether it's a run or whether it's going to the gym. So, and this is a way people are using music now, like, you know, every day. You know, we used to think about listening in their cars or going to gigs.
Yeah.
This is exercising, which
motivational.
That's right.
I have to say, I mean, this first song is pretty great. And definitely has a sort of, you know, exercise montage feeling to it.
Yeah, I feel like putting on some purple and pink and turquoise spandex and, moving.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Also, this is a song that if you play this in a set, guaranteed to get people on the dance floor. It's sort of got the same function there as well.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if people, you know, who are laying in bed or chilling out are starting to feel themselves move. So this is Technotronic from 1989. And Technotronic is actually a Belgian dude. It's his electronic music project, it's called. So he's a producer. And actually, she is saying awa, not I want a place to go.
Awa, okay.
Yeah, and it's a word from an African language, can't remember which language. She's Congolese, so maybe a language from that region. That steady pace, you know, if you're doing something, you would start to do it in rhythm to this, whether you're running or biking or lifting weights, you might go along with the rhythm. And the lyrics match too, right?
Uh-huh.
Like pumping, I guess they call it pumping iron, am I correct?
Someone's just texted us from the gym saying that they've just arrived and they're now feeling very, very pumped. So,
that's good.
We're happy to help.
So there's scientific research that, there's keeping the pace, but there's elevating your mood. So music can elevate your mood, which is important as well. Or this is probably what I would use it mostly for, as distraction from the pain.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I definitely feel my endorphins rising listening to this particular song.
Yeah, so apparently music's got a really important motivation factor.
This also does actually make me want to go out as well. So
you're getting the wrong vibe here. You need to work out, not go out.
Dancing is physical exercise, especially if you, you know, go all night.
So it also makes you want to exercise harder, you know, like gives you that, you know, extra juice, whatever those hormones are called.
110%.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, it's working. We're getting lots of texts from people who are saying that, you know, it's got them up and moving. Someone says they just went from feeling a bit meh to up and dancing.
Aww.
That is the power of Tektronix.
And feeling the beast. They're in beast mode.
Beast mode. I think the name beast mode is so so of the gym culture, maybe.
I know, I just had to.
My brother would say.
Beast mode. So does,
beast mode. I would have assumed names. Beast mode was a particular aggressive, you know, I don't know, end or middle of the workout or something. But I feel like these songs have different elements for different sorts of pace.
I mean, this is a completely different vibe that we're heading into here. I mean, it's a great song again, and definitely motivational in some sort of way.
So, Blink 182 with Travis Barker playing drums, those of you who keep up with the latest gossip. What's my age again? 1999. So, I gotta say, where Technotronic seemed like, to me, a natural fit for beat working out, I was shocked at how much rock was in these lists.
Yeah, totally.
I guess it's good for running.
I guess. AC/DC, Linkin Park, Rage Against the Machine,
Guns N' Roses. I could definitely do some running to Rage Against the Machine, I reckon.
You could try George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone.
Well, we've heard Nick suggest End of the Century by Chicks on Speed as a Riot Girls workout anthem.
And then you get the rock-punk mix with electronic Prodigy.
Sick. Yes, I could definitely see a bit of exercise to the Prodigy.
Yeah, so I the EDM thing was my first imagine, so I was kind of shocked with the rock. So let's see if people feel like moving and grooving to this one.
I think if this song comes on, I will get up. You know what I mean? Like, this is a good one for cleaning your house too, in that sort of motivational sense.
Yeah.
Scrub that bench. Finding very hard not to sing along to this one.
Well, see, maybe that's just giving you the joy and the distraction.
Exactly.
Now, the music video, they famously were running around naked in the streets.
Now, did they actually run around naked? Or I've never known if that was, if they, you know, just made it look like they were running naked, because it's all pixelated.
Well, I'm sorry it was blanked out for you, but you'll never know. Now, some funny reviews of the band call them, American brats, Southern Californian man children.
I think there's definitely a case to be argued for that particular hot take. However, I do love a bit of Blink 182. This one feels the most classic, perhaps.
Yes, this one. So it literally was used in a training montage in Rocky III. 1982.
It's the ultimate pump-up song.
Yeah, so it came already coded as beast mode. Like, that's it came out with the thing.
It's been used in so many subsequent pieces of media as a sort of referential joke to the Rocky thing as well. I think there's a SpongeBob episode.
Surely there's a SpongeBob episode.
Some other child of the early 2000s will be able to tell me about that.
Yeah, me getting ready for work. But it shows that beast mode is not just for exercising, it's for accomplishing literally anything.
So where does the name beast mode come from? Because this isn't a genre, this isn't like a, you know...
It feels very 2012 to me. Beast mode.
And I'm wondering if it's originally related to gaming.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. Go in
again,
beast mode.
I don't have a lot of knowledge in this area. I'm son of, like, an anthropologist. I think it's related to gaming. You trade your passion for glory.
Don't lose your grip. I'm just imagining people stuck in traffic for this one.
And it's about overcoming hardship, so the lyrics work.
Sing out loud, Zoe. Come on. I see you mouthing along. Get in the microphone there.
No.
I did sing this at the start of a school speech, though, to capture everyone's attention.
You sang this? Why is that not surprising?
I was 10 and I was like, I'm going to win this this little class rostrum speech, is what it was called.
Did you win?
No.
But
well,
also,
you picked
this
yourself
is the
up.
Underdog. This is the underdog
yeah,
story.
Yeah,
so
keep going.
Carrying on the great tradition.
About that.
Unlocked a core memory.
Yes.
Repressed one, maybe.
I'm dredging up the trauma here.
I'm pretty sure me and my brother had a dance routine to this. We did so many dance routines as kids. Shout outs to my extended family who had to watch them all, but We had like the Rocky Horror, all of the Rocky Horror songs. We had dance routines too. A lot of Kylie Minogue. We had dance routines too, and we definitely had a dance routine to this. I think it was on like a Now CD maybe or something.
Oh, nice.
We're really unearthing the childhood stories here.
Confession Corner with Zoe and Rachel.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for bringing us a bit of beast mode this morning. I feel like I'm ready to take on the weekend now. Where are we going to be going next week, Kirsten?
Something totally different, totally smooth, the fretless bass.
Ooh, the fretless bass. Lush. Yeah. All right, we'll see you then. Have a nice weekend.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Ay, ay, ay.